Welcome to D&B College. Today we're shaping a bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way, not by drawing random movement and hoping it works. We're using an automation-first workflow, which means the bass evolves as part of the arrangement. That's the key difference between a loop that just repeats and a drop that actually feels like a record. In drum and bass, wobble bass works best when it responds to the drums. It should leave room for the snare, lock into the kick pocket, and change character over bars instead of staying frozen in one texture. So the goal here is not just make it move. The goal is to design tension, release, and contrast across the drop. The first move is to split the bass into two jobs. Keep the sub separate from the movement. That gives you control, and in D&B, control is everything. For the sub layer, use a clean sign or near sign source. Ableton operator is perfect, or a very simple wavitable patch if you prefer. Keep it mono. Keep it stable. Write a short MIDI phrase that sits in the drum pocket and leaves room around the snare on 2 and 4. The sub should feel planted, not wobbly. If the low end starts sounding like it's drifting around, it's too much movement for the wrong layer. For the mid layer, duplicate the same MIDI and use a richer sound source. A saw-based or harmonically fuller patch works well. This is where the wobble lives. This layer can be darker at first, and we'll open it up with automation. Keep the level lower than you think at the start. A lot of producers push the mid layer too hard too early, and then the whole drop gets crowded before the automation even begins. What to listen for here? The sub should feel solid and boring in the best way possible. The mid layer should add attitude without making the note lengths feel messy. If the bass already sounds too bright or fuzzy before automation, simplify the source. Don't fight the patch. Fix it early. Now build an automation-friendly chain on the mid layer. A really solid starting point is auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and utility. That gives you movement, tone, cleanup, and width control in one clean path. If you want a harder modern edge, you can start with a synth, then auto filter, then saturator or overdrive, then EQ8, then utility. The important thing is that the wobble is shaped by arrangement automation, not buried inside a complicated modulation setup that's hard to control later. Start with a filter cutoff parked fairly low. Moderate resonance, nothing wild. A little drive from the saturator is great, but don't crush it. Use EQ8 to keep the mid layer out of the sub's territory and keep the lower bass centered. The mid bass can get rude. The sub needs to stay disciplined. Why this works in D&B is simple. At high tempo, the low end gets crowded fast. If your wobble is one single full range sound, the movement and the sub will fight each other every time the tone changes. Bulleting the layers lets the sub hold the floor while the mid bass does the talking. Next, write the bass phrase with the drums in mind. This is where a lot of people overcomplicate things. You do not need a huge harmonic idea. Two or three pitches is often enough. What matters is the rhythm. Make the phrase feel like it answers the snare instead of stepping on it. A reliable shape is to keep the first bar shorter and more contained. Open up a little more in the second bar. Repeat with a small variation in the third, and then use the fourth bar as a fill or pickup into the next phrase. That gives the drop a sense of motion without turning into a blur. What to listen for? Does the bass leave the snare space to crack through, or is it sitting right on top of it? If the groove feels busy when the drums are active, simplify the MIDI before you start automating. In D&B, a clean phrase with good spacing usually hits harder than a clever phrase that fights the break. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Open arrangement view and automate the mid layer's auto filter cutoff. This is where the wobble becomes part of the track structure. Start the drop dark and controlled. In the first bar, keep the cutoff low so the bass feels restrained. In the second bar, slowly open it. By the third bar, push it brighter so the drop starts to bloom. Then pull it back slightly in the fourth bar to reset the energy before the next phrase. That little open-close motion gives the bass a musical arc. The big idea is this. Make the wobble phrase-based, not random. If you're drawing constant micro movement all the way through, the bass can end up sounding nervous instead of intentional. A smoother rise into a snare hit, or a step change at the end of a phrase, often feels much stronger than nonstop wiggling. What to listen for? The bass should feel more aggressive by the end of the phrase, but the low end should still stay stable. If it gets bigger only because it gets brighter, that's fine as long as it doesn't stop supporting the drums. Now add a second automation lane, but keep it purposeful. Saturator drive works really well for this. You can also automate resonance, though that has to be handled carefully. A small increase in drive can make the wobble feel more urgent on phrase peaks. A small resonance lift can give it a vocal, snarly edge. You're not trying to make huge jumps. You're trying to give the bass a second character shift so it doesn't feel like one simple sweep. If you want cleaner, more groove-focused energy, lean harder on cutoff movement. If you want darker, nastier, more neuro-leaning pressure, emphasize saturation or resonance a bit more. Just keep it musical. The moment the tone jumps too far, the bass starts sounding like a sound design exercise instead of a part in a song. Now bring the full drum groove back in and test everything together. This is the real check. Solo testing can be misleading. A bass that sounds huge alone can fall apart the second the kick and snare return. Listen first to the kick and snare relationship. The snare should remain dominant. The bass should sit around it, not on top of it. If the snare is getting swallowed, back off the low mids around that 150 to 300 Hz area on the mid layer. If the bass disappears when the drums hit, you may have filtered too far or compressed too hard. Don't be afraid to subtract. DNB arrangement is often about subtraction, not addition. Another useful move is to add a small rhythmic accent lane. You can automate filter frequency in a stepped pattern on selected notes, or use a very light delay send on a few hits. Keep this subtle. The goal is not dubstep-style chaos. The goal is a little extra motion that makes the groove feel alive without stealing the pulse from the drums. Now, if the movement is sounding good and you want to work faster, consider printing it to audio. This is a really strong DNB workflow. Once you've captured a great 4-bar wobble, you can slice it, reverse a tail into a fill, mute a note for contrast, or duplicate and edit the audio like a drum phrase. That often leads to more intentional arrangement choices than endlessly tweaking the synth. And here's a big arrangement mindset shift. Make the first 8 bars of the drop feel like a payoff that develops. The first 2 bars can be dark and contained. The next 2 can open up. Then you can pull back a little in bars 5 and 6, and bring in a bigger return or fill in bars 7 and 8. That way the drop has hierarchy. It feels like it's going somewhere. That's especially powerful in drum and bass, because if everything is maxed out from the first beat, the energy flattens quickly. A slight reduction before a return can make the next hit feel much bigger than simply turning everything up. Also, keep checking mono. This is non-negotiable. The sub should remain strong and centered. The mid layer can narrow a little, but it should never collapse into a facey mess. If the bass loses weight in mono, the issue is usually too much width in the source or stereo processing too early. Narrow the low end, clean up the low mids, and let the character live higher up. A good pro move for darker DNB is to start the bass darker than you think, then open it gradually over 2 or 4 bars. That reveal feels heavy because the energy expands instead of arriving fully exposed. If you want menace, you can even automate a tiny downward dip before a big hit, then slam the filter open on the downbeat. That little inhale-exhale motion can feel way more aggressive than a giant riser. So let's bring it home. The core idea is simple. Keep the sub stable, make the movement happen in the mid layer, and treat the automation like arrangement, not decoration. In DNB, a good wobble is judged by how well it supports the drums, how clearly it develops over time, and how cleanly it survives in mono. If it sounds exciting in solo but weak in context, it's not finished yet. A quick reminder, don't overbuild it. If your automation looks busy, simplify it. A few strong moves usually translate better than constant micro-editing. Trust the phrase. Trust the pocket. You've got this. Now try the 4-bar practice exercise. Build one sub-layer, one mid-layer, and automate only 2 parameters. Make it work with the drums, not against them. Get a stable low end, one clear wobble motion, and one small change at the end of the phrase. Then check it in mono, and listen for whether the snare still cuts through. If that works, push it further into the 16-bar challenge. Give the drop a real arc. Build contrast before the final 4 bars. Make the bass evolve like a decision, not a loop. That's how you shape a bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 the DNB way. Controlled low end. Animated mids. Arrangement first automation. Clean, heavy, and built to move a crowd.